Jobs.com.
It's 9:22.
Well, the colder winter temperatures keep us indoors more, of course. And for some folks, it's not only cabin fever, it's also a case of the winter blues. Joining us live, Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and the Stress Institute. Dr. Hall, this has a lot to do with sunlight, doesn't it?
It does. Good morning, Bruce and John. It absolutely does. For some people that are going to experience some seasonal depression, you may think it's because the football season is over, and thank God the Super Bowl is finally over. But anyway, we won't talk about football today. There really are significant changes to the brain when you go to winter. And actually, one-fourth of us are affected with seasonal affective disorder. And women are affected four times more than men. So how you know you have it is if you feel like you're starting to get depressed and you can't pull yourself out of it, or you start eating more or drinking more alcohol in the winter, you kind of have loss of energy, you start to avoid people. It is a subcategory of depression, but don't take it lightly. It can be serious. And by the way, if you don't get any better, you need to go see somebody for some help. But one of the greatest things you can do is a light box. You can go online and get them now. They used to be very, very expensive. They're not anymore. And you can use a light box just for a short time each day, and that will absolutely change the melatonin and everything in your brain. But also you can take some melatonin supplements, but you have to check with your physician. And the reason is if you're on something like a Lamictal for seizures or mood disorders, it can actually have an effect. So make sure you call your doctor. But you can do simple things. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, doesn't that make you sleepy?
Yeah, absolutely. It'll help you sleep so that you can get that night sleep, which will help you with the depression. Because part of it is, you know, you stay up at night with depression, and then you'll go to bed at 1 or 2, and then you get up in the morning to the dark skies. Your brain isn't stimulated to wake up, so it just becomes one vicious cycle after the other. Then you want to feel better, so you eat carbs and sugars and drink alcohol, and that just spikes you, and then you come down, and you gain weight, and you feel worse. So, you know, it's just like going down the whatever. So anyway, here's some tips. Most of us have smartphones with apps. You can download a guided imagery or tape, which makes you feel better because in your brain it makes you think you're at the beach or something. Do nature sounds, which are, you know, birds, seagulls at the ocean, all those things. Change your brain. Remember, your brain is a chemical soup. Music, have fun, happy music, like if you're a Parrothead and you like Jimmy Buffett, play Margaritaville and any of those happy songs that you love. Minus the alcohol, hopefully, and the psychotropic drugs that, you know, all those Margaritaville people, a lot of them like. Exercise, walk, play, throw some hoops, get your body moving, and don't go it alone. If you start having these symptoms, as a matter of fact, our daughter, one of our daughters has this, and tell your family, your friends, coworkers, so at least you can get out at lunch. You know, they can help you in your office, they can help you at home, and you can have some support system. So also, if you drop into a depression, they'll let you know. Don't forget things like color. You keep flowers in your office or at home. There's a Harvard study that shows that even keeping a single flower, like a tulip or a sunflower, in your office or at home can literally change your brain, make you more energetic and less depressed.
Good advice. We just need to hang in there because spring's coming, right?
Almost.
And your favorite colors, orange, pink. Keep your favorite colors. We're almost there, guys. We're almost there.
Thanks, Dr. Hall. Appreciate it. Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and the Stress Institute.
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.